It is 12:16. Justin Anchory, Jim Harris, Matty T, joined by the Cromless Boys. What's up there, Chris? How are you?
I'm great, man. Doing good. Doing good.
I was fourth in Heber.
Fourth in Heber is just great. Jim, you were there. You saw the fireworks, right?
Yeah, they even put it on the fifth. It's a, yeah. So anti-fourth, I guess.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, they, you know, the good thing is that anybody that had to work Friday, you know, you don't get off the lake until midnight or later if you're out there in the middle of it.
Right.
So I thought it was great they moved it to the fifth. That way, you know, people plan their day around it, and the next day they don't have to get up and get to work.
Yeah, and for everybody whose kid had a baseball game on Saturday morning, they were not so happy.
Yeah,
but you know what? Can't please everybody.
No, no.
It was fantastic. It was a great fireworks over the lake, 20 minutes or more. And
yeah.
You know, some of my friends that are up there helped run the thing. Really did a great job.
What did you bring in today?
Today it's a barbecue flatbread day.
Taste of summer,
yeah,
my
Ben,
friend.
You had a barbecue flatbread, didn't you, buddy? Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It is, isn't it?
It was great.
Right in time for summer.
Mine didn't last long, but yeah. it was big. It just didn't last long. I put it away fast.
Smashed it.
Grilled flatbread, grilled chicken, cheddar cheese, purple onions.
He said he ate it fast.
He did eat it fast, didn't he, big guy?
What's the sauce?
That is our proprietary Hawaiian barbecue sauce.
I knew it'd be proprietary.
Yeah, that is some good stuff.
I'm just going to have to go to your place and get some more.
You're going to have to do it.
Or Hawaii.
Or Hawaii.
Because it's Hawaiian barbecue sauce.
And then you guys are washing it down with strawberry lemonade smoothies, which, you know, hey, man, it's getting hot today.
Bud.
And then I think tomorrow we're going to be right at 100, right?
Yeah, it's outside the Kroma zone for golf.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is definitely out of the golf zone, but it's right on time for these smoothies. So if you guys are out and about, come check us out.
I got news for you. I don't know if Melinda Mayo's told you or not, but if 100 degrees is not your golf weather, you ain't going to be playing much in a while.
I thought I saw it was going to be 90 later in the week, low 90s. Maybe I misread
well,
that.
Well, maybe low 90s heat index up.
The heat index would probably be right
next
on
week, I saw 102, real temperature too, not heat index.
I'm out on that. I'm not a fan of that. So, Chris, you went to see Before Midnight, which is the third in a trilogy of movies that some people have seen, some people haven't. Jim has seen the first two. I saw the very first one, never saw the second one. This is the trilogy of films with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy.
Yeah.
And it's basically these are people who used to date and then had parted ways and are now in other relationships but have sort of reconnected. That was the original
one. I didn't see the first two, so you guys are ahead of me on this.
Okay.
But all I noticed was it's just getting crazy good reviews, like 98% on the tomato meter. I mean, it's like the movie to see so far. So I was like, hey, I guess I got to go check it out.
Sounds like the best of the trilogy.
Oh, man, yeah. Okay,
I mean,
so
that's interesting.
So you were not lost considering you didn't see the first two?
No, not at all. The first one was in 1995, I figured out, right?
Okay.
So if they've been doing this, this is now 20... Wait, what's my math there?
18 years.
18 years.
20-ish.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So, I mean, the characters, I bet when you go back, I mean, they're 18 years younger. And now, you know, he plays, I don't know how old he is, really, Ethan Hawke, but 41 years old, been through some stuff, blended family, some kids. There are a couple scenes in there. I read one review. I wish I could claim this as my own line, but I can't. It's like at points when you're watching this movie, you feel like you're overhearing a conversation that you should not be overhearing. And it is extremely uncomfortable at points. But then again, I think it's a movie, you know, if you're around that age, probably especially older, if you've been through it, any of that stuff, man, there are some hilarious scenes in this movie. There's not a lot of people getting killed. There's not a lot of bunch of blowing up and all that. So
not a lot or none?
None.
Okay.
So if that's not your deal, you're probably not going to like it because I'm telling you what, it's all dialogue. Like it could be like a play on a stage. There's one scene in the hotel room. It goes on forever. But the banter back and forth and the writing is outstanding.
Yeah.
And I've never been a big Ethan Hawke fan. Not that I've not liked him. But, man, he was awesome. I was laughing out loud in the theater
really?
At some of this stuff because okay. You've been there. You've been through this.
What's that, Ben?
What'd you say?
Oh, now you're gonna be shy.
Yeah. Well, this is nothing new. This is.
You should not be there. Everybody would be like, no.
Yeah.
This
exactly.
is called interrupting Daddy.
That's okay.
It was on all day.
I think he wants to give his review of Monsters University.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the dialogue is good. Actually, we watched the. This is 40 the other day for the first time. And there were so many so many situations, and it's a little slow like that. It's dialogue based.
Yeah.
Not a lot of action. And there were so many times that we looked at each other and were like, that's us.
He'll do the same thing in this, except there's some more of the uncomfortable moments where they're.
So are they still with significant others?
No. They are together. They are married.
Oh, now they're together.
I don't know that they ever got married.
But they're a couple.
Because they kind of.
Because in the first movie, he's still married to somebody else or with somebody else, and I think she is too.
Right.
But they had been lovers before.
No, they have kids together now.
Okay.
Yes, twins.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's the best movie I've seen this year.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, there are different genres and everything out there, but still, it was the one that kept me. I mean, you know, really interested, kind of glued to it the whole time. This and Mud are the two best movies I've seen, and I'm going to give this one, I'm going to give it 4.25 bananas. It was great.
Bloody
I mean, I went out of there just, you know, there was some funny, funny scenes.
I might get, this will be good because Christy will like this too. We may do the first two at home, and then I'll take her to see this. That might be worthwhile.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's a good, a good date movie if you're just starting to date.
Okay.
It's not the starting date.
No, it's maybe not that, but if you've been together for a while, I think you get a kick out of a lot of the stuff in the movie.
4.25 bananas.
Yeah, man. Ethan Hawke, Julie Delpy, Before Midnight. Makes me want to go back and catch the other two now.
Ben, have you seen anything recently? Been in any movies?
Yes.
What'd you see?
Monsters University?
Did you see Despicable Me 2?
I've heard great things about Despicable Me 2.
Maddox and Christy went to say it.
They heard it's
thumbs up.
Easily as good or better than the first.
I got two little six-year-old thumbs up from my kid.
You know, I did want to say, too, adding
Star
to Chris, what Chris said, Before Midnight, 94 on the Metascore, that's the Metacritic scores, that's huge.
Yeah. You saw Star Wars, Ben?
Star Trek.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? Was that any good?
Yeah.
You thought it was entertaining?
Tell him your favorite
part.
Might
be a little violent.
A little violent, yeah.
Maybe somebody cracked his head.
Oh, somebody cracked his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go to any South American soccer matches.
And I wouldn't even like to see it.
No, you wouldn't like to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did your dad let you watch it?
Yes.
You know, he's irresponsible.
What was better, that or Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Killer Clowns.
Mm, that's pretty good, too.
Wow. You know what? You were in the running for Parent of the Year, but
thank
I think
you.
It's...
Thank you. I think I'm right there.
Yeah.
About Lone Ranger?
That's a little violent.
Are you going to join the crowd that's hooting down Lone Ranger?
Man, it's just 2 hours and like 40 minutes. Once you add it's like you're there 3 hours. That just...
I can't do it.
Can't do it either.
I don't want to see that. I'm going to wait till it comes out on DVD.
Me too.
Video on demand.
I've heard the best comparison to the movie about how bad it is that it may be worse than that Will Smith vehicle, Wild Wild West. No. Remember that?
Matty T's seen it.
Wild Wild West was not a good movie. I think it's popular to say that the Lone Ranger stinks. And people are just jumping on the bandwagon.
I just don't want to see
it. Pretty much everybody I hear saying how bad it is has not seen the movie.
Is it one that I can wait until it comes out?
Yeah, you can definitely wait. It's not like it's in 3D.
I went and saw World War Z finally. I thought it was quite entertaining.
It's pretty cool, wasn't
really,
it?
Oh, my goodness, it was entertaining. I was on the edge of my seat.
You saw Lone Ranger?
I'm going to take Ben to see it. Is that cool?
He loves zombies, so yeah.
Okay.
And my sister saw both Despicable Me 2 and Lone Ranger, and she said she enjoyed Lone Ranger more.
Okay.
Well, so I think it's just a popular thing. Everybody's jumping on the Lone Rangers.
By golly, I ain't afraid to jump on it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do birthday trivia, shall we?